This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Many advocates in Illinois are outraged by President Joe Biden's executive order that denies asylum claims to most migrants crossing the border unlawfully. Now, asylum seekers outside of the U.S. wanting to enter must try to book an appointment through an app. Experts say this process is extremely slow. Many asylum seekers face great dangers waiting in Mexico. Karen Zwick with the National Immigration Justice Center spoke on WBEZ's Reset.
It's going to be a big mess. We're preparing to sue the government over these changes because they are illegal. And even for people who do successfully cross the border, there is a provision in this rule that shortens the timeline to seek asylum.
The Biden administration has said this order will help gain control of border crossings. When the number of asylum seekers drops below a set level, the new restrictions will lift. The Illinois Maternal Health Task Force met yesterday to reflect on 4 years of efforts to reduce maternal health inequities in Illinois. The group cited several accomplishments, including expanding access to birth centers and developing resources and educational campaigns, raising awareness, and collecting and sharing data. Tamika Anderson is a member of the task force. She shared feedback from other task force members.
And a change in outcomes was not really expected over a short and 5-year period. But we see we have some great success. We met almost all our goals. We are a powerful group of folk.
Illinois Congresswoman Lauren Underwood, a registered nurse, and State Representative Robin Gable were named maternal health champions during the event. Some workers at the Shedd Aquarium are claiming management is pushing back on efforts to unionize. Their jobs include taking care of the sharks, penguins, and other aquatic animals. Members of Shedd Workers United say managers are using scare tactics to thwart their efforts. Becca Pelka, senior aquarist at Shedd, said at a news conference that other workers have left for better pay and working conditions. In a statement, the Shedd said the allegations are inaccurate, misleading, and that the organization respects the right for workers to organize. The James Beard Awards are back in Chicago. The winners of the esteemed food honors will be announced Monday night. In the meantime, there are plenty of festivities. 4 Chicago restaurants are finalists this year. Indian, Esme, Elska, and Lula Cafe. But Chicagoans can enjoy plenty of events this weekend as the food world descends. Starting Saturday, Chef Jose Andres will be hosting Sip for Good at his restaurant Bar Mar on the River. It's a fundraiser for the Beard's effort to help women-owned businesses. On Saturday evening, Andersonville's Nobody's Darling will host Queers at Beard's. There will be drinks, music, and drag performances. And Sunday morning, chefs, including Chicago's Rick Bayless, will gather at Daisy's in Logan Square for a panel discussion on sustainability. Two more things you should know today. Parents at 2 of Chicago's sought-after World Language Academies are pleading with the mayor and the school board not to cut their budgets for the fall. They say they were not given enough funding to maintain their robust language programs. Chicago public school officials say there is enough funding to continue most special programs, but that they are shifting resources to schools with the neediest students. Chicago Animal Care and Control is waiving its adoption fees this weekend for cats and dogs. The Adoption Fest runs Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 6, and the agency says workers will be on hand to help with matchmaking. Today's weather, a mix of clouds and sunshine with some winds in the afternoon. Temperatures will reach the high 70s. And tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny weather and similar temperatures. Later today, social worker Zach Mucha spent years working in community mental health services. In that time, he interacted with many patients who had been repeatedly failed by the systems that were supposed to support them.
It's a terrible way to decide who deserves help or not. Are they like me or not? And that's how a lot of these decisions are made.
Zach talks about his book, Swimming to the Horizon, Crack, Psychosis, and Street Corner Social Work. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.